Alleluia. 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 You know, that's a hooray song. Yes, yes, it's so good to see all of you. Watching the candles as they come forward during the procession and just seeing the light get brighter and each of you holding candles, it's just an amazing thing. And in terms of if we think of across the world, the lights of each of us are beaming. How many of you have seen some of the images from the astronauts of the Earth and the moon? And it's like, if we could see all the tiny lights of the people and all of creation all lit up, we would know that God wants good for us, only good for us. So this is Matthew's gospel, and I don't know about you, but it surprised me this year. You know, you go through them in 3 years, and you have a different gospel reading. And just this reading about the women coming in the night, and that earthquake and the angel. And so it's a very different story than other gospels. So I want to back you up just for a minute in terms of only in Matthew's gospel is there an earthquake when Jesus dies and the temple veil splits. So Matthew's telling us that cosmic things are happening here. Only in Matthew does Joseph of Arimathea, a disciple, come forward to offer his tomb, and they go with the women present in that compassionate act to bury Jesus. Only in Matthew's gospel do the chief priests and the Pharisees seal and place a guard at the tomb, because they were afraid it might happen, like he said, and they wanted to make sure that that didn't happen. Only in Matthew's gospel does this angel come and undo that seal. The angel of the Lord descends and frightens the guards and reveals to the women that Jesus is risen. And they're to tell the disciples that Jesus is going to Galilee and go there. Only in Matthew's gospel are the guards bribed by the chief priests and the elders so that they'll say that the disciples stole the body. Only in Matthew's gospel is the appearance of Jesus to the 11 disciples and commissioning them to go to all nations and preach the good news. So even though there are bad actors in this story, Jesus is triumphant. Jesus is there to be resurrected. Human power cannot frustrate God's plan. It's hard to believe these days. And at the same time, we know that over the ages, God's plan keeps coming back, kind of like bulbs keep blooming for a very, very, very long time. I'm so enjoying our tulips and our daffodils that are coming back time and time again, even though in darkness. So we lit that new candle, the new fire, a symbol of the Holy Spirit leaping up from the ground of sacrifice. And that flame of the candle is a resurrection moment, that alleluia moment, that spontaneous joy. A lighted candle is a symbol of what happens to us interiorly Christ rises in our hearts and we perceive it. Light and that spark of light that is in everyone. That light is a symbol of our power to live the risen life of Christ. You and you and you and you and me, and even the risen Paul who appeared. He wasn't here, and then he was. So this is great joy. And Rosa, too. I'm glad you're here. And so it's this, all that we have celebrated all through Lent and now, in terms of that compassion and growing in love. And we are here now. And that light that we have held is within us. It's been within us since our baptism, since our spark of life that God put in us. When I think about my great-granddaughter Eloise, that spark of light is so very bright. And as we think about each other, when that spark is dim, or when we need help from one another, that is when we come forth to say we are a community and we are together. And we will be light for one another. This day brings us hope. It brings us hope that darkness is not the end. That light is there, that fire that Jesus called forth. That love that goes forth from Jesus. That community of faith that is us. And so I'm going to place this picture that I don't know how many of you saw from the stations, but this is the picture of Jesus in the tomb, surrounded by spirits. And so when we think about that earthquake in Matthew's gospel, people who had been dead came to life over the next few days. There is no death that is permanent. There is only death and then life. So remember in your darkest hour that that life is there, and that people and hearts and people we can't see are all around us, and they're celebrating around this table with us tonight. So we give thanks for good news, for light, for the power of God. I have one more thing to say. The power of God is stronger than any rock, any stone. The power of God dislodges what is stuck. The power of God prevails against evil. The power of God is eternal, never changing, and is ultimate good. God is unwavering light in the darkness. God is love. So let's just breathe that in for 1 second or 50. Turn to your neighbor and recognize the light within them. Just look in their eyes for a minute. Anybody you see behind you, in front of you, that light is in all of you. And you and you and you. You and you and you. My dear friends, on this night when we celebrate the risen life of our Savior Jesus Christ, we pray for our church and world that all might share in the gift of new life.